This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi everyone, Delphina Correa here from Maxwell Leadership and Be Made Whole. Today we are wrapping up our series. Part 13 is today of the series Developing the Leader Within You, based on the book by John Maxwell. That would be version 2 of the book. Last week, we spoke about how you could get to the top as in a personal capacity as well as in the area of leadership. And today I want to talk about how you can expand your leadership. There is one prerequisite to expanding your leadership. If you're already in leadership and you just want to get better, and that is personal growth. Because here's the reality. Your capacity to grow will determine your capacity to lead. That's just how it works. And if I want to lead better, I don't have to focus on leading better. I can just focus on getting better. If I focus on getting better, then automatically I will lead better. So question today for you is, what do you spend the most time thinking about? Yesterday, today, or tomorrow? In my own life, I've had that challenge. There was a time in my life where I faced many regrets. You know, as you get older and you discover new ways of doing things, you begin to see all the mistakes you made when you were raising your kids. And I had a lot of regrets with that. And I don't believe I was a terrible mom. But, you know, you just kind of wish you could have done a few things better. And you recognize that a lot of the problems you had were sometimes connected to the mistakes you made. And I knew that God had forgiven me, and my children had forgiven me. I had done the apologies, and everyone had forgiven me except me. And I had to stop looking back and thinking of the what ifs, or I wish I did, and if only I had. And when I forgave myself, I stopped looking to yesterday, but I couldn't actually look to tomorrow or even today until I stopped looking at yesterday. You can't drive your car forward if you keep looking in the rearview mirror. Now, it's fine to look occasionally in the rearview mirror, but you spend most of your time looking through the front window, and that's how you can go forward effectively and safely. So it's so important to be looking ahead of yourself, at least ahead in your life. And that's where growth comes in. I've got to be looking ahead and looking ahead to see how can I get better? How can I grow myself so that I can grow as a leader? Because your growth really does matter. So why does growth matter? Well, the reason is that growth, me, you and I growing today, is the only guarantee we have that tomorrow is going to be any better than today. There are things that we need to learn, unlearn, and relearn if we want to make tomorrow any better. And I'm not going to learn anything if I'm not growing. The learning and the unlearning and the relearning, that is, in a nutshell, growth. That is personal growth. And your personal growth will increase your hope. When I begin to grow, I begin to expect and see a brighter future, and that gives me hope. It teaches us that tomorrow can be better than today. I want to tell you a quick funny story. Well, it's a little bit funny, but it's got a message to it. It's got a lesson to it. It's one of John Maxwell's stories. It's so funny. He went to, a couple of years back, he went to his 50th high school reunion. So now remember your 50th high school reunion. So like most of those people he hadn't seen since they were 18, and they are now 68. So, you know, they've had their whole lives, they've lived, their whole lives have happened, and now they see each other again. Most of them he hadn't seen since they were 18. So he had a good time with his friends and catching up and seeing where everyone is at. And at the end of the day, he went home and he went to think about the experience that he had and how the event went, the day. And he took 5 lessons for himself out of it. It's so good to always look at what you can learn from your experiences. But the thing that John said he noticed about most of his friends is that they acted old, and he didn't want to act old. Now, if you're under 50, that probably just went right over your head. Who cares about that? It feels like it's far away. But if you're over 50, I'm sure I've got your attention now. So John said he took 5 ways that he's intentionally not going to act old, based on what he had seen at this reunion. So if you're over 50, you want to take notes. If you're driving or you can't take notes now, there will be a recording available. I'll give you that details later. But here are the five lessons that you can that John took and that you can take as well for yourself. You know, start before you're 68. Maybe start now when you're 50, and you'll have a head start on John. So the first lesson, or the first intention he had, was that he was going to ask questions, because old people aren't inquisitive; they're not curious. And when you stop asking questions, you've lost interest in life. That's why we need to remain inquisitive. We've got to remain curious and interested in people. The second lesson was that he was going to keep the bar of excellence high, because old people lower their standards. They get tired and complacent. They kind of start winding down. They get into like cycles of habits, and they're not really going ahead or being innovative. They just kind of, you know, just maintaining and just keeping themselves afloat. So you got to raise the bar. The third lesson he learned, or that intention he had, was that he would be people-centric, because old people become self-absorbed. They talk about themselves, their ailments, all their medications and all the problems and all the aches and pains and how difficult things are and how things have changed. And for them, you know, it's not so great anymore. And we got to be focused on others. You know, when we focus on being a blessing to others, we take our minds off ourselves. You know that song, "You Were Always on My Mind"? We start singing that song, "I was always on my mind." But we got to get ourselves off our mind and get other people on our mind and focus on others. Focus outward. Then we won't have too much time to think about all these ailments and medications. And, you know, we don't need to put all that attention on it. The fourth lesson that he took, that he would be intentional about, was that he would be posture conscious. I love this one. Because old people slouch. I'm sure that all of you just straightened back your shoulders right now. You suddenly became aware that you were slouching. And the reason he said that was because he said, you look younger when you stand tall. So we need to work on our posture. And not only do we look younger when we stand tall, not only do we act younger, and, you know, in terms of the not acting old, but it's better for our health. It's better for your spine when you don't slouch. It's better that your cartilage is wearing evenly instead of unevenly. You don't want to land up one day bent over and unable to stand up, if it was something that you could have avoided. Of course, there are sometimes different things that cause that, but I'm talking about the standard situation. So you're going to work on your posture. And the fifth intentional thing he was going to do was that he would remain today focused. Because old people talk about yesterday all the time. They keep talking about the good old days and how good it was and how terrible it is now. And they're always trying to kind of remember, and they're trying to bring back the good old days. But we got to look forward, and we got to talk about today. Talk about today and tomorrow. But don't spend too much time just thinking about yesterday. When we are today focused, it causes us to begin looking in a forward direction, and we even look at ways of changing and improving things. These are all habits that keep us growing. Growth does matter. And here's the thing, growth and positive change means joy. It gives us joy. Growth means change. Growth brings joy. Gerald Brooks said, every level of growth calls for a new level of change. Where is there an area of your life that you have to face a new challenge with a new level of growth? Do you have an area in your life that challenges you? I'll give you a quick example. I have a website, and I can do minor things. I can put up my blog posts. I can do some minor changes. But there comes a point where I need a higher level of expertise, and I need to get a professional to come and do certain things on my website. Then I have to pay someone to do that, or I have to use somebody else because that's beyond my level of expertise, and that's fine. But when I want to use my cell phone, I shouldn't be trying to get someone else to use my cell phone for me. I got to go learn how to use the cell phone, the latest cell phone that I've got. You know, the technology is changing. And being someone who grew up with calculators, we didn't even have computers in my growing years. My first encounter with a computer was I was like in my 20s already. So I've for me to stay relevant, I need to learn certain skills. So there are times when it's a challenge to learn those new skills, especially us older folk and beyond, I'd say, the age of 40, maybe around there. It's more difficult for us to learn these high-tech skills that are changing so fast. So you've got to know when it's a skill that I need to learn, I must be willing to take on that challenge because growth, it's part of this change is part of my growth and it will bring me joy. Herbert Gurgoy said, the illiterate of the future are not those who cannot read or write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. Well, I dare say that it's those who will not learn, unlearn, and relearn. Most of the time, it's a decision we need to make, and it's an act of our will. Growth is the greatest separator between those who succeed and those who don't. I mean, just think about it. Now everyone's excited about growing because they want to succeed. Because that's the separator. Now that we've heard we got to grow, we're excited because we want to succeed. And it's the separator. It's what defines, it's what separates the people who will go somewhere in life and those who won't. It's growth. I want to read you a piece on average, on being average. And when you're listening to it, think about how it alters the way you think about your goals for personal growth. The piece is written by David Lewis, and he is or was, I'm not sure if he still is, but he's a telecoms executive team leader. Now, that would mean he would be the top ranking in the top management of the team leaders, wherever he was working. This is what he said. Open quotes. Average is what failures claim to be when their friends ask them why they are not more successful. Average is the top of the bottom, the best of the worst, the bottom of the top, the worst of the top. Which of these are you? Average means being run-of-the-mill, mediocre, insignificant, and also ran, you know, like, oh, I also did that, and a non-entity. Being average is the lazy person's cop-out. It's lacking guts to take a stand in life. It's living by default. Being average is to take up space for no purpose. To take a train through life but never to pay the fare. To return no interest for God's investment in you. Being average is to pass one's life away with time rather than to pass one's time away with life. It's to kill time rather than working it to death. To be average is to be forgotten once you pass from this life. The successful are remembered for their contributions. The failures are remembered because they tried. But the average, the silent majority, are just forgotten. To be average is to commit the greatest crime one can against oneself, against humanity, and against one's God. The saddest epitaph is this. Here lies Mr. or Mrs. Average. Here lie the remains of what might have been, except for their belief that they were average. End quote. Are these thoughts a little bit harsh? Maybe they are. But if they stir you up and inspire you to get out of the comfort zone, then they've achieved a very noble purpose. They've achieved the possibility of putting your life like on a U-turn. And turning it in the other direction. And it's okay to be content with what you have, but it's just never okay to be so content with who you are that you just stop growing. Growth's highest reward is not what we get from it, but it's what we become because of it. That's the reward of growth. It's what we become. And setting goals and growing sound very similar, don't they? On the one side, you've got setting goals. On the other side, you've got growth. I want to talk a bit about them because it's important to realize this. We're talking about growing, not in your personal life only, but even as a leader. And I want to just put in this as well, this whole course, this whole series on leadership can apply to you at home. You can apply these principles anywhere in your life. If you are a leader in your home, you're a leader. If you're a leader in a team in school, in a high school group, you're a leader. If you're a leader, the CEO of a business, you're a leader. If you're just a supervisor in a lower, a basic form of leadership, you are a leader. And setting goals and growth seem very similar. And there are certain things that are similar in them, but they're actually not similar. They are two different forms of consciousness. And when it comes to your personal growth, there's quite a big difference in them. And I want to share that with you. I'm going to explain the difference between a goal-conscious person and a growth-conscious person. And like all these other comparisons that I give, there's a line down the middle and you can choose which side of the line you're on. And the idea, as I said, is not for condemnation. It's for you to find out where you are so you know what you can do to move to where you want to be. When I am goal-conscious, my focus is on a destination. It'll motivate me. I set goals that are seasonal and they'll challenge me. And when the goal is reached, I stop. When I'm growth conscious, the focus that I have, it's on my journey, not on the destination. And this will not just motivate me, but it will mature me. I'll set goals, but I don't stop at my goals. My growth is lifelong. It's a continuous process. And it doesn't just challenge me, but it changes me. And when the goal is reached, I don't stop. I keep growing. I keep setting new goals. I don't ever arrive at a place. You see the difference? A goal-conscious person asks the question, how long will this take? I've spoken about this before, the two questions. The thing with how long will this take is it has a lid. It's got a destination. It's got an end point. It's got a limit to it. But if I'm growth conscious, I don't ask how long will it take. I ask how far can I go? There's no lid on that. It's just a perpetual increasing and improving and getting better and a perpetual growing. So can you see that goal consciousness is a good thing, but it's limited. If I'm growth conscious, you could say that the goal consciousness is kind of inside the growth conscious. But the growth consciousness is like a higher level of that. It's building on the goal consciousness. So you want to take your goal consciousness to the next level by being growth conscious. And we've got to be strategic with that. For my growth to be maximized, let's say you decide, now I'm going to be growth conscious. So how can you maximize your growth consciousness? Here's a very simple strategy for you. Very easy. In the beginning, you keep it simple. So it can be small and simple. It can be one habit you change. And that habit, you make that change every day. One change. Continuously. One at a time. Very simple. It could be just one word. Grow. I'm going to grow every day. Boom, one instruction, it's simple. And then as you grow, your awareness also grows. And yes, when it starts getting exciting, because now you start seeing a bigger picture. You start seeing a bigger, broader kind of spectrum and idea of where you're going, where you want to be, where your vision is. It just continues to expand in front of you as you grow. And here's the big key. If you want to be strategic in your growth, you want to maximize your growth. Here's a big key. You want to have a learner's mindset. Whether you are the cleaner or the janitor or whichever country you're listening from, whether you are in the lowest position in an organization, whether you're a child, whether you're a high school student, or whether you are the CEO of a company, have a learner's mindset. Because that's the joy. I spoke of the joy, Nana. That's where the joy comes in. Because growth is joy. Growth will not come to you. You must pursue it. Effective leadership doesn't happen on its own. You must go after it. So two questions for you. What do you want to go after? What is it that you want to go for in life? What's your aim? Where are you moving? In which direction? And the other question is, where could your growth journey take you? Think about the possibilities of how far you can go. Remember a few things. Take the road wherever it leads you. Don't be afraid of the unknown. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. It's all part of the journey. And make the best choices at every intersection. Use whatever wisdom you have at your disposal and seek wisdom from others when necessary. And remain teachable. Remain having a learner's mindset no matter how far you go. Keep on growing. Because as you keep on growing, you will become a better leader. And that is the end of the series, Developing the Leader with You, Within You. Thank you so much for being with me throughout the series. We have had 13 parts to the series, and they will all be available as recordings. And I'm going to just tell you a bit now where you can find that. If you go to my website, bemadewhole.co.za, there you will find on the blog, you'll find teachings, videos and podcasts. And the podcast will have all the recordings. On the day that it is aired on the radio, within 1 or 2 days, it is on the podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast as well, and then you'll get notified of whatever's going up. And then you will know if it's something you want to listen to. My courses are there, all my Maxwell Leadership Certified courses that I'm licensed to train, as well as my own course. And as a certified Maxwell trainer, I can help you. If you want to get certified, I can help you on the path to that. You can let me know if you're interested. My books are also there, available as downloads, as well as hard copies. And the hard copies can be ordered online and delivered to your door anywhere in South Africa. And if you live near a Brights hardware store in the Western Cape in South Africa, you can pop in at a Brights and there you will find my books at the tills, and you can even pick up a hard copy there. While you're standing in the queue, you can just look out for those books. And social media is there too with all my personal development regular posts. You can follow me and you can stay up to date, and I'll give you new ideas on staying strong and growing in any arena of life. And lastly, there is the community transformation tab. And there you will see the difference that BMAD Whole is making in a community in South Africa, as well as other countries of Africa. And that's it. That is a wrap up for the series. Next week, I will be starting a new series. This series has been largely based, and all these series I've been doing over the last plus minus year or so on Radio K Pulpit. All these series have been largely personal development and personal growth and leadership, and more internal based. But I'm going to move over next week onto health, natural health, physical health, but all the other parts of health that are essential to having a wholeness in your health, in your life. And we're going to start that series next week. So you're welcome to join me again. I would love for you to be with me as I jump into that and give you some ways that you can improve your health in every area of your life. Thank you so much for being with me today. Join me again next week on the series Be Made Whole. Thank you very much.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.